do all things. Talking about all things, all the big and the small things.
Let's go.
God can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things, all the big and the small things.
Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Bless us with our Heavenly Father, for He is the one who can confer things within our lives. This prayer in the 17th chapter of John has been called the high priestly prayer, and it has been called, in other words, the Lord's Prayer as well. Jesus had ended his teaching of the disciples with a shout of victory when he said, "I have overcome the world." You know, you can overcome the world not by your own word, but by God's word. You can overcome the power of the enemy not by what you say, but what God says about the world. And what I have learned is when you take God's word and use God's word, it opens doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. Jesus said, "I," personal pronoun, "have overcome the world." This was an anticipation of his work on the cross. In this life, we will all have trials and tribulation. Life, Jesus said, "I've overcome it for you." Throughout Jesus' ministry, my brothers and sisters, Jesus' work was done in obedience to the Father's will. Sometimes the work that we do is misunderstood. Sometimes it is misapplied even by ministers. But the Lord has a way of, even in our frailty, even in our misconception, He has a way of correcting us to still bring about His ultimate goal, objective for our lives and for the church. You do know you are the church. My brothers and sisters, in the 17th chapter, we find Jesus praying for his glorification. In that first verse, it states Jesus spoke these words, plural, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. When Jesus spoke of his hour, this was the seventh and the last time Jesus would refer to his momentous hour of all. It was the hour when the Son of God was to terminate the labor of his important life by death, a death still more important. It was the hour when the Lord of glory was to be made sin for his people and bear the holy wrath of a sin-hating God. God hates sin? Yeah, he does. God hates sin because sin is a separation between you and him. And God will not have fellowship with sin. And even in the midst of our frailties, our shortcomings, our faults, and our missteps, God has an ultimate plan to bring about all of it for our good. One of the things I shared with our Bible study is that God has set up a plan called salvation that is so unique that it baffled the enemy, because the enemy does not know what God is up to. And what it suggests to us, that those fallen angels that went on along with Lucifer did not know what God's ultimate plan was. Sometimes we cannot share everything that God is doing, because God says, I'm up to something. And something has to be hidden so that the masses can receive the blessing. My brothers and sisters, it was the hour for fulfilling and accomplishing many prophecies. It was the hours when the history of the universe can supply no parallel to the eternal Son of God. When the serpent was permitted to bruise the heel of the woman's seed, not the man's seed, but the woman's seed. But why did the Savior begin his prayer by referring to this hour? My brothers and sisters, in the Lord's prayer for himself, there is a pleading as well as a petition. A pleading as well as a petition. For prayer is the expression of desire for benefits by one who need it to one who can confer it. It is the expressed desire for benefits by one who needs it, me, you, to one who can confer it, our Heavenly Father. The petition then is a formal request, and that is knowing how and when to pray. We need to know how to pray, and we need to know when to pray. We shouldn't just fall on our knees at the end of the day, Daryl, and start trying to pray and fall asleep, because the enemy knows you've worked all day long and he knows that you're tired. So guess what he does? He interferes with your prayer and your relationship with the Lord. Isn't it amazing how early in the morning, if you get up early enough, you can talk to the Lord and not be disturbed? I get up every morning, Sunday especially, and I go out on my patio and I talk to the Lord and I have a conversation with him. Sometimes the Lord said, be still and know that I'm God. Be quiet and hear my words. And I always say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And speak to me and speak through me. And when you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you are different. When you have a personal relationship with the Lord, folks know it. When you have a personal relationship with the Lord, your life is different. Some may not understand you. But Jesus, who is the Word, came into this world at the age of 30, went into his public ministry, and for 3 years he taught his disciples, and his disciples still did not know all that they needed to know about him. misunderstood by the thing that he did as he healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and raised the dead. They didn't quite understand his message when he said that he was going to die for them, and yet they still didn't quite get it. They didn't understand when Jesus hung around and went to prostitutes and gave sight to the blind and raised the dead. They didn't understand Jesus because he was different from all of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. He was a man that was a revolutionary. He was a man that was different and a man that was not understood. He was a man that they questioned. Can this man be as good as they say he is? Have anybody said that about you? He was a man that walked the streets of Jerusalem and did miraculous things. Feed the sick, gave sight to the blind. He did heal the sick, gave sight to the blind. He was a man that did great things. And it was the authority of the religious entities, the scribes, the Pharisees, who actually sought to betray him. The plot was there, and Jesus knew it. My brothers and sisters, when we see all of these things, Jesus was saying, glorify thy son. This was the Savior requesting the Father to support him on the cross. And then after, to bring him out of the grave and set him at his own right hand as an attribute of the Father, his justice, his holiness, his mercy, and his faithfulness might be magnified. His justice, his holiness, his mercy and his faithfulness might be magnified, enlarged, to make bigger. The glorification of the Son had a double meaning in his hour. First, glorify me in my suffering, and glorify me after my suffering. In both aspects was the Lord's prayers answered. It was answered, my brothers and sisters, as the angel was sent to strengthen him in the garden. Every now and then we have to be strengthened. Every now and then we need people to carry us. We need us people to lift us up, because we're carrying a burden and we're carrying a load. Jesus was carrying the burden of the world upon his shoulder, faithful to the Father's will. And yet angels had to come and strengthen him in the garden. Father, if it is possible, remove this bitter cup, not as I will, but let thy will be done. Every now and then we have to be strengthened and encouraged, because this battle is a difficult battle that we're in. It was answered by the testimony of Pilate when he said, I find no fault in this man. How many times have people looked to find fault in you? Only to find someone to say, I don't find any fault in this man. I'm reminded of a friend of ours who was, he's gone on the glory now. That we, Sister Matthews, I worked with him at Procter & Gamble, and I'd worked with him for several years. And someone personally came to him and was talking about poor Reverend Matthews. And he went on and on and on, saying everything negative about me. And the person said, that's not the man that I know. He said, I've been around it for 20 years. I don't know who you're talking about. And that person stopped talking about me. There are times we need somebody to support you and not tear you down. It was answered when the dying thief asked the Lord to remember him when he entered into his kingdom. It was answered when the centurion soldier said, truly, this was the Son of God.